Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Oh yeah, it was a football weekend, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, I understand. I hear that from a lot of people. It was awesome. There were great games to watch.
Our boss, him and his wife, wife's a Packers fan. He's a Bills fan. Great weekend for them. They were at home. They were pumped. They're painting their face. They're doing all that stuff.
Right. Like, Zooming with friends.
As a couple.
But I wish I could do it. I wish I could do it. But I'm telling you, I can't. I have tried time and time again to be a fanatic, to be a sports fanatic.
Well, you are. You went to Boston to watch the Red Sox.
But you know what? I wouldn't consider myself a Red Sox fanatic. Knowing a lot of people that are Red Sox fans, I'm such a minor fan compared to a lot of them. I'm a fan, and I follow them, and I do pay attention to what they're doing. I watch a lot of games, but I wouldn't call myself a fanatic. I can't, like, all my friends are sitting around eating wings, watching football, drinking beer and stuff this weekend.
Football's really a religion.
And on Twitter, just the back and forth between people on Twitter.
Me.
Well, you, but also I know, like, Croker from Cruise in Saskatoon and just a few people I know that are just doing this. There's this banter that I can't be a part of. And everybody says, well, just do your research, find a team and get... You know what? I can't get through the first half. I can't get through the first half of football because I'm bored. And I know everybody says, well, you watch baseball and you're bored. Well, I can have naps in baseball. Yeah. That's why I like it.
Like curling. Curling, you could sleep for the first seven innings.
Right. And same with, and even with hockey. Hockey's back now, so I'm trying to watch hockey a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't. The first two periods just...
I'm like that with the NBA. I watch the first 3 minutes and then the last two because that's how the game's decided. The last 2 minutes.
Well, but that's how it is in football, too.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me? I've watched games. I felt ripped off, too, because there are games that I have paid attention to and I've watched until the last 3 minutes. And then here comes Tom Brady and ruins the whole narrative all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't. And another thing. Especially football fans. I'm going to say this about football fans, and you can be offended if you want. Y'all are nerds. And I'm saying y'all because that's a football thing to say.
Yeah, just like you with music.
Yeah, but you all are nerds. Like, I don't know what package they're in. Okay? I don't care if they're in a dime package or a Nickelback package. So I don't care.
Let me help you out. I'll help you out. If they say they're in a 12 package, that means one running back, two tight ends. Okay. If they're in a three package,
you know what? You lost
back.
Me. I don't care.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Madden is not NFL football. Just like Rock Band isn't like. Do you think I could go right now, sit at a drum set, and do what Lars Ulrich or Neil Peart does?
No.
So don't tell me that you could go, oh, look at Breeze, that bum.
Right,
dude is playing with 11 cracked ribs or whatever. How many cracked ribs and a punctured lung?
Right.
You and I wouldn't get off our couch to get a drink.
No, God, no.
And this dude is playing in an NFL game.
I would be sitting at home going, Callie.
Yeah.
That's what I would
and
be
you're doing. And he's 42.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Let's talk crimes against pizza. Now, I saw this story this weekend.
Yeah.
Is this... I'm thinking you mean the one where this person is dunking their pizza in water?
Yeah, cooling off hot pizza. He runs it under cold water, then eats it. This is the woman saying
this.
In college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas. He would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says it didn't change the taste, it was still good, and he is still doing it today.
No. Why would you do that? I get everybody. I like cold pizza. I like cold pizza. I do. But if you like cold pizza that much, make it 2 hours before supper, throw it in the fridge, and then guess what? You got when supper time comes around. Cold pizza.
I just got two things for this lady. I know she's probably not listening, but two things for this lady.
Yeah.
Number one, your husband's a serial killer.
Yeah, clearly.
And not all marriages are worth saving.
No.
Those are really my two comments.
Get out before he kills you, because he's gonna.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I got too many tires and rims in my house.
Really? In your house or at the garage?
I don't have a garage, so they are... I am total redneck in it. They are in the backyard.
So why? Like, why so many?
Well, I just traded my Expedition in. I had summer tires for it, but the winter tires were on it. So I traded that in. It went away, so I got the Expedition tires. The kid had a 93 Dodge Shadow that he just rode off with an extra set of tires and rims. That went away, and the tires and rims are still at my house. My wife has two sets of tires.
Butch, we need to introduce you to Kijiji. Have you ever heard of it?
The internet.
Yeah. You can sell this stuff.
That would require effort and time, and I'm not interested. I'm thinking I'm just going to give them to my kid, tell him to post them, and then whatever he gets back, he can pay me back because he got a $200 speeding ticket on Ring Road.
Well, sounds like a lot of pent-up frustration, Butch.
It all started with those damn tires.
Yeah, I think it's about more than tires, Butch.
It's called counseling. We'll talk to you later.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
So Phil Spector died over the weekend. I know a lot of people are saying, I know that name, but how do I know it? Well, it was a big trial. Phil Spector was a big-time music producer. Big-time music producer.
Turned murderer.
So in 2003, I believe it was, his girlfriend was found dead in the foyer of his mansion. A mansion that not a lot of people knew he even owned, by the way, because he was very secretive. He said it was... a fake suicide gone wrong. She was playing around with a gun or something and shot herself and died.
In the mouth, yeah.
Right. So then, whatever, it goes on for, like, 6 years later, he's actually convicted of killing her, goes to jail. Phil Spector is, it's funny, he's the guy who has this outrageous wig. He always wore this, like, big afro, big wig thing. It was just, it just looked horrible. And I don't know why he kept it going. But he was a major, he was the guy behind the wall of sound, is what they call it. And actually, a lot of the music you hear today is because the way it's, the reason it sounds the way it does is because of a guy like Phil Spector. His big thing was, in the, like, the doo-wop albums, he would just throw, like, as much sound at you as he could.
Right.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked with the Beatles on the Let It Be album. And this, John Lennon called him one of the greatest producers of all time. Paul McCartney hated him because apparently Phil Spector went in and added symphony stuff to some stuff that Paul McCartney did. Anyway, whatever. He's just a complicated dude. He was one of the world's best music producers. Grade A scumbag.
Yeah, and idiot.
Idiot, scumbag.
Brilliant idiot.
That's right. Murderer. That should be the number one. That's the number one thing with a bullet on his resume.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
18 days into New Year's resolutions. People set New Year's resolutions and some stick and some don't. Mm-hmm. People are switching though now, which I agree with. Not to like big resolutions. Maybe like give up smoking or lose 50 pounds or it's micro goals. So here's some of the micro goals people are doing. Okay. See if you agree with these. Eating less takeout or fast food. So more eating at home, which is kind of obvious with what's going
now.
On. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Maintain your weight. So not so much losing, but maintaining your weight.
Sure. I mean, okay. Just try not to gain any weight.
Yeah. Drinking more water, which you're doing a good job of. Mm-hmm. Taking your vitamins.
Yeah.
Getting outside more.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one, too. Actually, that's a really good one. What I'm trying to do now is, it's not a resolution, but I'm trying to sit less. So if I can do something standing, I do it standing.
Yeah, I've noticed that, and you're making me, I like to sit, just the way my computer's
positioned. During the show, now I tend to stand more.
It's better for broadcasters, too. It opens up your diaphragm.
That's
getting
what they
nerdy.
Say. Well, what the hell
does.
Do they know?
It does. Better on your back, too. I'm trying to do this. meditate for a few minutes each day, but I can't do it.
No.
I have a perfect room in my home.
There is no way a guy like you could meditate.
I've got a dark...
Not without help.
I've got a dark room with like a small theater room.
Sure.
I don't want to make it sound like we have a 35-seat room, but we've got five a reclining sofa and two other reclining chairs.
Sure.
So I can pull the sliding door, block the dog out, shut the lights off.
It's a good soundproof room.
And I still can't do it.
Because your mind never stops.
I don't get it.
Your brain never stops.
I need weed or something.
I've told you this.
But that's not real meditation. That's not real meditation.
Here's what it comes down to. Yeah. No resolutions this year, okay? Don't worry. The natural progression of things will naturally disappoint you. You don't need to disappoint yourself.
Right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Maybe you're feeling a little down in the dumps today. You're not alone. They call this day Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year.
Yeah, this psychologist came up with it, a British psychologist in 2005. Now, they say it's a combination this time of year, bad weather, high debt, we're far away from Christmas again, failing on your New Year's resolutions. Now, especially this year, we can't travel anywhere.
Right.
Now, he said, I didn't come up with this idea to make it negative. I was trying to inspire people to take action and make bold life decisions.
That's not what it did for me.
Backfired. So, what would cheer you up on a quote unquote Blue Monday?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what would you do today to cheer yourself up?
Honestly, man, I don't need to. I'm fine. I'm
you
okay.
You are actually okay.
I actually don't feel that bad today.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Blue Monday has basically, for the most part, except for a new relationship and stuff, describe my life for the last 2 years.
Right, yeah.
So I'm not just gonna, it just isn't reserved for one day to suck.
I find.
I'm used to sucking.
If you, it's like Oscar the Grouch. If you accept the garbage can becomes life.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. The garbage can
embrace
is
embrace the garbage can.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
One thing I think we can all say is, these Zoom meetings, they're
pain in the ass.
Well, no, they're a necessary evil, and it's a good step for technology, I guess.
Like you were looking at the positive.
No, I'm not. It makes it makes life easier. But like you, it is a pain in the ass. Like there
I
are
just
annoying.
Find them so intrusive. Like you can't ever have an excuse not to attend one.
Well, they don't work. Well, that's true, but they don't work. Everybody talks all over everybody and lags. Your video freezes.
Yeah, right.
It's impersonal. Like, I can't wait till we're done with it.
You spend most of the time looking at everybody's houses. And don't be that person who puts up a fake background, okay?
Yeah, you're not in Mexico. We know that.
I have every right to see what your house looks like. Okay.
It's true, and when you do that, you're everything better look good, right?
Yeah, you gotta have the right background.
Why does he have a Pornhub sticker over his left shoulder?
Yeah. And is that a container of Jergens?
Yeah.
What is that?
Exactly. So I like...
Why are you sweating?
And the other one is that bugs me is you don't know when to jump into a conversation. Like,
I know.
Is it my turn?
Or somebody will ask a blanket question, and then everybody sits in silence.
My favorite was this, I love our boss now because he doesn't like too many meetings, but we had other bosses that like make work project meetings, like, you know, just to make it so that they could be in the loop. Right, but what I loved was you'd go to one room, I'd go to one room, and I love when you came down the hall. It's like, Ballsy, mute your mic. I can hear you breathing and
eating.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Blue Monday today, so maybe something to lift your spirits if you're a gadget person. Things to look forward to, and maybe reasons to get more in debt. So, the Consumer Electronics Show has been happening the last week, and this is in Las Vegas. Usually hundreds of thousands of people go to Las Vegas. Well, that's not happening. It's all virtual this year for obvious reasons. And some of the big inventions were, I believe it was Samsung invented a robotic maid in the house. So this thing will do your dishes. It will fold your laundry. It will even pour you wine.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. They haven't put a price tag on it. It's kind of a conceptual thing yet.
No thanks.
We are the Jetsons. We're getting there, right? And then the best item from the Consumer Electronics Show, bar none, is from our friends at Keurig. I have a Keurig in my home.
Me too.
It's a coffee maker.
Me too.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I live by it.
Yeah.
Keurig has made a soft serve ice cream maker. It is just like your coffee maker. You put a pod in and it makes ice cream for a single serving of soft serve ice cream. You don't have to go anywhere. It's right there in your home. Apparently, it is delicious.
Why is America so fat? Why is diabetes?
I'm telling you,
runaway train.
And I said that to my. They're about $500 for this dispenser. And I said to my wife, I said, man,
it's worth it.
It's kind of worth it. And then, but then you start thinking, I'm like, man, I am going to be 500 pounds.
Oh, I'd be peeing out sugar every day.
And another invention, I don't think this was at Consumer Electronics Show, but it's actually a Saskatchewan company that's invented it. It's a workplace refrigerator.
Okay.
Now, everybody has that problem when you go to work and either somebody steals your lunch or... It's just the fridge is just disgusting. You get smelly items that make everybody else's food taste like something. Okay, this is a workplace fridge. It's basically a refrigerator with like 12 mini refrigerators in it. It's like lockers. It's like everybody has their own locker
so
that you put your lunch in.
Yeah,
and you have a lock on it as well, so you can lock it up. So nobody will steal your lunch. This is wonderful.
Stops a guy like Chad McDonald from going into my fridge at the back there and taking my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. Who eats 30 bag lunches?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Tell me this. This is Charles Barkley. Does something like this change your opinion of Charles?
I think they should let the NBA players and coaches all get the vaccine. That's just my personal opinion.
I don't know. That's a tough call.
We're talking
at the front of the line.
We need 300 million shots. I've given 1,000 to some NBA players.
What about NFL?
NFL. I'm just getting ready to say NFL players, hockey players. Listen, as much taxes as these players pay. Let me repeat that. As much taxes as these players pay, they deserve some preferential treatment.
For life and death?
We
can't go there.
So I don't know. I know you laugh at him. Once again, he doesn't present it correctly, but he's on to something.
He's on to something in the fact that I said this too about the Olympic athletes. I said they should get vaccines because I do think that having professional sports has a positive mental impact on the general population.
What are we watching now? Most of North America is watching this, so they should get it near the
top. And honestly, like he said, 1,000 NBA players is just a drop in the bucket compared to how many people actually need to get vaccinated. And they're going to need to get vaccinated eventually anyway. So I kind of agree with him on that. The taxpayer thing... Well, that's stupid.
Well,
because you pay more money in taxes, you get priority in life? No, you don't.
Are we really going to base what we believe in off of guys like The Rock, Charles Barkley, the dude from Trapped?
The guy from The Apprentice?
Yeah, all that's... Yeah. Because, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing once said, yes, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, and also, it comes down to this. Is that the case, Charles? Okay. Well, let's put the percentage of how much of those NBA players pay in taxes compared to the average person's percentage of the money they make and they pay in tax.
Mm.
Let's talk percentages.
Yeah.
Just because you have a better accountant... doesn't mean you should get a vaccine over anybody
else. Once again, I will go back to last week's conversation. Prisoners shouldn't get it before athletes. Sometimes it's one and the same.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.